I would say politics is a game of coups and counter coups. It therefore doesn't come as a surprise. I mean, that we are witnessing campaigns within a previously intact and determined faction that barely a month ago was purposely united in displaying the alleged Mujuru-led faction. All what this entails, I mean, is a weakened ZANU-PF that has forever departed from its values, a ZANU-PF with no single center of power at the moment, as was the case in the 1990s and in the early 2000s. And the problem emanates from the Congress itself. What came out from the Congress is illegitimate. To anyone who was following ZANU-PF as a supporter, and to anyone who was, a ZANU-PF leader, it was illegitimate and illegal because they breached a number of constitutional provisions, party constitution provisions, and this is now backfiring to the Mnangagwa faction.
And who are these people, Mr. Madirize, that you are saying are now rallying against Mr. Mnangagwa?
I would want to suspect that Jonathan Moyo, being the one who has been at the helm of information state-controlled, information disseminators, I think he's the one behind all these shenanigans and all these attempted coups. I would name him and say he's the one behind the destruction of Mujuru, and he's the one now with a new agenda of destroying Mnangagwa.